Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about resourcefulness. I'm joined by Jimmy Doherty and Lindsay Kane. I mean, the ultimate resourcefulness to the point of not having fun has got to be a prepper, hasn't it? People that are not going out, that are loading up their basement with beans for the coming New World Order and the apocalypse. It's like, if the apocalypse happens and there's like a mushroom cloud and all the alien lizards royal family reveal themselves and our new masters start parading around the flat earth, there'll be a few smug people in basements. I like to think I would be at the apocalypse party dancing as my skin was vaporised, having not prepped at all. I don't want to live in a basement with beans for 30
but
years.
Do you know what's interesting? I think that's why a lot of these shows are so popular. These zombie shows or the thing about the cordyceps at the moment is that people, I find it particularly with a lot of my friends, my male friends, I often ask them, have you thought about a zombie apocalypse? And I think they're going to be a bit jokey about that, but they go, "Oh yes, I have." And they come up with where they're going to build their base and what they're going to do. As a colonel in the army, I spoke to and I said, "Have you thought about?" He went, "I have." And what we're going to do was surround Tesco's. And I've got a load of trucks, and we'll take all the food. And everyone, I think, over all my male friends, have thought about a scenario and what they do. And I think there is a bit of a prepper in all men. And I think that probably goes back to hunter gatherers or whatever, being prepared, having a man cave, stuffing it full of beans or whatever it is. There's something about that. But yeah, I think if the apocalypse happened, you'd want to know at least one prepper, wouldn't you? You'd be knocking on the door a bit. But you'd not want to survive afterwards. You think, well, just dance.
Well, I wouldn't mind 6 weeks, but to be enslaved to a lizard master on a flat earth, spelling out messages in the sky with aeroplane fumes and all the other bollocks these weirdos believe. I mean, it's just machine gun me day one.
I know, like Alice in Borderland, like the series. I wouldn't want to hang around if there's like an apocalypse. No, I'd have a few days of like tequila. So I've got probably enough tequila to last us. And then after once that's gone, you know, just pin me down. That's fine.
What about work? We know about working with resourceful people. We've explored that. But the idea of actually being a leader. A lot of leaders seem to not be very resourceful. They seem to be sort of more visionary and dish out the plan. And people that are resourceful seem to be sort of the second tier down, the real heroes getting shit done. You know, the Chris Whitties of the world. Well, but if we're going to talk about the pandemic, Boris Johnson didn't seem very resourceful to me.
No, not at all. But the leaders are all very, just in terms of resourcefulness, it always seems to be broad brushstrokes. And they're about catching headlines, attention, aren't they? They're not the details. Because when they're ever questioned about details, it's always, well, I'll come back to you on that. Or, you know, there's a, and I think it's the lower tiers that have to be resourceful. But I always think, well, how resourceful are they? Because I think about council sometimes, and I look at some of the policies or things they've built, and you think, what a waste. Yeah. It's almost the opposite to resourceful, where you think there's this bit, that brilliant ad on TV where someone was digging a hole and they're going, what are you doing? I'm putting some pipe. Oh, just can I put the telephone cables at the same time? What about the electric cables? Yeah. And you think, well, why can't society be run like that? That's being really resourceful. And I look at sort of like the councils in terms of their planning. Or if I go, well, if you're building that, why don't you think about building schools? Why don't you open these little pop-up businesses? Or why, you know, it's never that, what I think is resourceful, looking at a wider sphere of things that could all be brought in together as opposed to just one little thing. Plus, they work to a budget, you know.
What about common sense? I think common sense comes into it as well. And again, it comes back to experience. So, like, for instance, we've just done a big renovation on our house. And so we went back to brick. I have learned many, many expensive lessons. But I think when you're working with experts and builders and electricians and plumbers and all these people, that is literally their fucking job and they can't do it.
I can't really comment on builders or electricians at the moment because I've got a house full of them.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to piss them off just yet. Yeah.
No, all the lights are just going out.
Internet signal just cuts out halfway through the sentence. Lynn, this is going to come across sexist. I'm just commenting on how it's been in the past, how most of us would have grown up and how society sadly is still structured. Hopefully it will change for our daughters going forward. But a lot of families, obviously in the past, the male would be the breadwinner, the head of the family, and the woman would be the family organiser. But do you not feel in like those situations it's exactly the same as the business we just described? You've got the leader barking out all the rules, then you've got the next tier down actually making shit happen and being resourceful and making it all come together. If the family is a business, in a traditional family, whoever's in charge tends not to be the most resourceful one.
I don't know because I grew up in a household where both my mum and dad worked, and my mum had her own business, my dad had his own business, and they were resourceful in their own ways. But I now work with my wife. So my wife and I work close together, and she's incredibly resourceful. And if I'm to be honest, she's really the boss, I suppose. And I, in those instances, I can be quite wasteful in some things as well, in terms of time and like if you don't get two quotes, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a major difference. You're just different in how you're resourceful. And sometimes it frustrates my wife because she thinks I'm quite wasteful. And I think, well, I'm not at all. But of course, in certain aspects, I'm not wasteful. But other aspects, I'm really wasteful.
Yeah.
And she'll get really angry at it, you know. And am I doing it to wind her up? I don't know sometimes because it's that sort of difference.
Let's move on to that poisoned chalice, that double-edged sword, social media.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think people who spend a lot of time on social media, i.e. 99.9% of basically everyone under 70 now, even my mum's addicted to it, are becoming less resourceful? Or does it make us more resourceful because our eyes are open to other things we might tap into, quite literally, for some men?
No, I think it distracts. I think it completely distracts. I think it takes away your focus. I've got a friend that's just come off social media because she's about to start a business, and she's opening a shop, and she's like, I was missing all these emails and I wasn't responding to them. And she said, and when I looked, I was on social media, on Instagram, for hours and hours and hours a day. So she'd be looking at an email and going, oh, yeah, I'll reply to that later, and get sidetracked. And then she's like, so this business that I'm about to set up, I'm completely taking 10 times longer to get started because I'm not focusing, replying to emails, important emails. So I think it completely takes away your focus.
It's like having a ball of string in front of you if you're a kitten or something, and you're completely distracted all the time because there's this little magical box into a million different worlds. And I think we are obsessed with these flickering images that we can, you know, butterfly hop from one to another constantly without having to commit to anything. And I think that the resourcefulness comes from commitment to something, to go, right, I've got this job to do and I'm going to be resourceful in how I go about it. Social media sucks the life out of you, I think.
Yeah.
We've become obsessed with it. Out of your time, and you look, and also when the phone tells you how long you spent on something, if it's dropped a bit in a week, I feel that I've passed an exam.
Yeah.
I feel that somehow I should get a badge or a certificate, or I want to show it something. I spent less time on the phone this week. And actually, the other big worry for me, I don't know if you could link it to being resourceful. Maybe you could in terms of being socially aware and active. And I've watched young people, like we have lots of young people come to the farm and they come with schools or the college or whatever. And, you know, you're in a field with a load of rare breed pigs, or you're going to take them to the woods to tell them all about nature or whatever else. If there's a lull or a gap, rather than conversation starts, go, oh, can you tell me about... It's like, beep, flick through the phone.
Yeah.
And it's like a social displacement. You know, if you see an animal feeling uncomfortable or being displaced somewhere, they'll do some preening behaviour or whatever else. With humans, if there's a gap, everyone's on their phone.
100%.
But just moving it back to resourcefulness, surely you can't argue that the invention of the phone, the iPhone in particular, hasn't made us more resourceful. I mean, people are like, when's AI coming? When are the cyborgs coming? We're already a cyborg.
Yeah.
You already walk around with Google and Wikipedia on your hand.
There's nothing wrong with the technology. when I first had my kids, I was like, oh, they're going to have wooden toys and they're going to be playing with sticks. And then I just hand out screens left, right and centre now. And it's not a bad thing because, you know, there's a lot of resource to be had from this technology. But I do think that when it comes to living in the moment, being resourceful with your time, that isn't being resourceful in terms of enjoying what's in front of you. But saying that, the stuff that you do see when I'm on Instagram, stuff comes up, I'm going, do you know what? I'm going to use that idea because look, I've been wasting this, or I haven't made the most of X, Y, and Z. And you'll get a little bit of, you know, whatever it is. It could be a recipe. It could be someone being in the shed. It could be whatever. An interesting way of doing an equation. And I said, oh, that's a real time saver. That's genius. Yeah. And those things stick in your mind. So I think in that aspect, opening up to information is great, but you can only take in so much information and what you're going to do with all of it. It's like everyone taking photos all the time on their phones. Do you ever really go back and look at all those photos all the time?
No.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's not very often I can cite myself as an example and a case study in man language, but I can today. In 2015, I did a series called Stupid Man Smartphone. And the experiment was to see if I was dropped into six different continents. We're talking literally Arctic Circle, Costa Rican jungle, Saharan desert, Italian mountains, and another one I've forgotten. It was so traumatic. Can I survive? There's obviously safety guys there. It was taken quite seriously because it was the BBC and you can't, not allowed to fake anything on the bloody BBC, annoyingly. I thought I'd go to like a, you know, the Bear Grylls hotel or something. the experiment was, we had a satellite receiver for areas with no phones. Could I survive? And the answer was yes, easily, in every situation.
That's such a good example,
Obviously, it was slightly prepped in that they made sure I had what I need. For example, we were in the desert, we knew the temperature was going to drop to -2. We had a camel. And they was like, you have everything you need to make a fire here. And I was like, what the fuck? There's no wood, there's no nothing. But all I had to do is get the diesel out of the car, soak the camel poo in the diesel, burnt for hours like coal.
Yeah.
We took the provisions we had on the camel poo fire. So I was able to do five exploration trips using just a phone. I would have died 30 years ago, just been a skeleton in any one of those situations. So these phones do have the potential and the technology to make us so much more resourceful to the point of surviving.
Yeah, there is that. But, you know, it's interesting because then it's the reliance on that solar, isn't it? So then you say you're not being that resourceful. If I'm out filming and if the researcher or whoever's, you know, we're in the car driving and if there's no sat-nav or no phone, if I say, have you got a map? The guy, no, I've never carried a map in the car anymore. I was like, why not? Well, people don't have maps in the cars anymore or write a route card. You know, I remember...
London A to Z.
Yeah, but I had a great big old map, and I used to write. I remember going to drop an ex-girlfriend off somewhere, and I had to drive all the way to Portsmouth, and I wrote out a route card, and I because I looked at all the roads, and I, you know, and did it all. And when I dropped her off, I turned the route card back, and as the route card had to get home, and as I drove off, it blew out the window, and I was screwed.
Oh my god!
No, but I had the map. But the thing is, but it's like, we become so reliant on it's good to have that resource, but I don't think you should just give up everything else and, you know, rely on the phone.
Do you think part of our human brains are withering away, the resourceful part?
Yeah, I think we're not using it, so you lose it. Even with Minna, like our little girl, like she'll be like, oh, just Google it. Just, you know, instead of going through, I don't, what does that word mean? Instead of having that, oh, let's go through the dictionary, let's, you know, we're like, oh, let's just Google it. Alexa, you know, and we're losing that, like you say, the old school version of it. We're not, the new generation aren't able to sort of do it, because it's just like, oh, Google it. And that's sad, isn't it, really?
It is. And then some people do say that, but if you've got the technology, you know, why do you need to use a typewriter anymore? We use laptops and everything else. Or there's a situation when, you know, the idea that the book is dead now because we can have Kindles and stuff. And I think, well, actually, no, it's not, because I've got books. There's something you can't replace with the feeling of a book that you open, the smell of it. So there's certain things that technology will replace, other things that won't. But I hope it doesn't kill our resourcefulness when you look at some basic things in life. And when you look at, you know, if you out in nature, some people fear nature because they feel they haven't got the resourcefulness to deal with it. If they're in a certain situation, if a, I don't know, if you're in a field and a bull come running up, or if you're camping out overnight. And I think that's a sad thing, because then you fear the natural world, when in fact we should embrace it.
Yeah.
And I went and spent a while with a couple that lived in the Yukon, in the middle of nowhere. And they chose to do it every winter, to just to test their resourcefulness. And they used to have to go out and hunt for their own food. They'd only wash once a fortnight because they didn't want to use the water up and all the rest of it. And they only had a certain amount of fuel. And it was really testing their...
Only had sex once a fortnight.
They didn't have sex ever.
In other related news.
You die, Russ.
Walk out and get eaten by a bear.
Lack of washing.
No, lack of sex. You'd be a skeleton.
Just find me with an impacted sperm.
One
giant sperm.
No, it's one great big forearm, one big massive right arm that you could tear trees down with.
Which would be helpful, would be very resourceful.
Yeah, it'd be ideal for fighting off a bear, you know. But it was interesting, because I went and stayed with these people, and they said, I went, look, you've got a month's wood here. I was only there for 10 days. You've got a month's wood.
That's exactly what I would have.
But they weren't, you know, they didn't have anything, or they just only the bare basics. And I was in my little cabin separate to them. I used all my month's wood within a week. I was so hot. I had a lovely fire. I washed twice a day. I used all the water. I had my iPad. Oh. I had a bottle of whiskey at night, a little glass of whiskey. I was so hot, I was in my pants. Right,
oh, and you were smashing it, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I did, and I just thought, but I think, I'm only there for 10 days, I'm going to use my resources up. But those guys are there for the whole winter, so they're really, you know, and I think that the idea of how to be resourceful is a skill in its own right. And it's something you can teach, or is it something that's inherent?
Well, that's going to be my final question, apart from the nature nurture thing, which I don't think we'll resolve in the final minute, is this, and it's a question that's specific to both of you, given your opposite attitudes to camping and being in nature. Do you think putting children in nature and camping and things like that is an essential component in teaching resourcefulness, or can you learn it just living city life?
I think definitely being out amongst nature builds a confidence. And that, I think, is really important, being at ease in this environment. And I think that, like, we do den building at the farm for kids, and watching kids getting out there and then realising that it's nature safe, and building stuff and seeing their own abilities, constructing stuff and putting them in situations that might felt a bit difficult, even if it's balancing walking across a log, or, you know, navigating a stream or whatever it is. But equally saying that, then I take my kids to London, and then you see a stark difference between their resourcefulness and their street smarts compared to the kids that have grown up in the city.
Yeah.
You know, my kids almost seem quite naive
in that respect.
And they're not very resourceful when it comes to, you know, how to survive in a modern urban landscape. But I do think we have isolated ourselves, most of us, from the natural world.
Yeah.
And we all need to plug ourselves back into the soil to understand the importance of it, because nature is resourceful.
Yeah.
Linz, what do you think, given your how I have to bully you into even going glamping once a year?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we've all got what we like and what we don't like. I mean,
sometimes when I'm at the all-inclusive, I have to walk quite some distance to the bar.
No, but I am very resourceful, thank you. So, like, yeah. like my...
No, but well, I think there's some things that only nature can teach.
Yeah, so that's what I was just about to say.
We're human beings. We're not supposed to live in centrally heated houses for thousands of years. We're bred to survive and adapt. And
no, but I think you have to learn and experience and go through something to be able to stick in your brain. So I agree with what Jimmy's saying. Like, my granddad was Ukrainian and went through the famine. So literally in order for him to survive, they had to do whatever was necessary. So they, you know, he had to eat leaves and tree bark and snow, you know, and probably other humans to survive. So that is what you call being resourceful, isn't it?
I think on that extreme note of resourcefulness, eating your deceased co-villagers, I think we'll wrap that up there, Lindsay. What a lovely way to argue for you not liking camping. I mean, I was just thinking of building a bonfire, not necessarily eating the Scoutmaster when we got snow.
I'm not saying my granddad did that. I'm just saying.
Lindsay's like, what can I do? I'm Ukrainian. That's what we do. Right. And on that note, thank you very much, Jimmy Doherty, Lindsay Kane. We'll be talking about resourcefulness. If you've come here as fans of either of these two, please hang around. Please do leave a review. Please leave us 5 stars. But if you're out in a field and if you're somewhere useful, take your phone, smash it up with a hammer, take in the sights instead. I've been Russell Kane. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.